Good morning, fellow humans. It is 8 o'clock on a beautiful Thursday morning, and I brought back a guest by popular demand. All the viewers emailed me, called me, tweeted me. They said, you got to get this guy back on. And I've been working with his agent, his secretary, calls, emails, back and forth, but we finally got him. Byron, say hello to the people.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? I'm blushing. You can't see it, but I'm blushing, I guess.
So I brought him in today. Byron is more of my, like, I'm a fan of watching films, but Byron is my technical film expert. And
it's
today,
the bottom of the barrel, but I'll take what I can get.
No, man, you got that Chapman degree, one of the best film degrees in the country you could have. But today we are going to be talking songs from best, or I'm going to mess this up because I've been messing it up all morning, but best original song winners.
I'm like Oscar looking winners. At the list right here. It says best original movies. He's not kidding.
Yeah, I've been saying that incorrectly all morning. But Byron, before we start off, because we're going to be going in chronological order of our favorite songs that have won best original song, can you tell me what constitutes a best original song for to be eligible to win this Oscar?
Okay, I mean, it's in a sense pretty self-explanatory, but you know, most of the shows you've covered so far have been where the filmmakers find a pre-existing track that they feel will drive their narrative. And in this case, they actually, you know, produce, you know, an original song for it. So it's, you know, it's not, you know, pre-made. It's, they're making this song specifically for the film. So, and it, you know, it varies by genre, but yeah, so that's, I guess, that's the cool little angle you're taking this week. So it's exciting to kind of see what's been out there. And, like, you know, I think, you know, there's, like, songs that I've realized weren't originally, like, that I didn't know were originally done for movies. Like, you know, like, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. Like, I had no idea it was from Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid. And, like, so I always thought that was just, you know.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be some surprises. Some, like, obvious ones, but there'll be some surprises with songs that you'll find out were made for original movies. But, yeah, let's get it started. Enough of us talking. Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
Shit. I guess talk a little less.
Alright, guys. Apparently, there's some technical difficulties with the Mac not playing on the radio. Or the Mac. We got a computer in the studio behind the curtain if you wanna. A little bit of a preview, but yeah, let's start this song over. Sorry about that.
Everyone.
Oh, I didn't put you on, but okay. Let's see if this works. Sorry about that.
Away above the chimney tops, that's where you'll find happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow. Why, oh, why can't I? Was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I was just a child in school, I asked my teacher, what should I try? Should I paint pictures? Should I sing songs? This was her wise reply. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be. When I grew up and fell in love, I asked my sweetheart, what lies ahead? Will we have rainbows day after day? Here's what my sweetheart said. Que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. Now I have children of my own. They ask their mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? I tell them tenderly, que sera, sera. Whatever will be. The future's not ours to see. Que sera, sera. What will be, que sera, sera.
Chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim, chimney, chim, chimney, chim, chim, cheroo. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Or blow me a kiss. And that's lucky too. Now as the ladder of life has been strung, you might think a sweep's on the bottom most rung. Though I spends me time in the ashes and smoke, in this all wide world there's no happier bloke. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. A sweep is as lucky can be. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim cheree. Good luck, we're above when I shake hands with you.
I
statues me bristles with pride, yes I do. A broom for the shaft and a brush for the flue. Up where the smoke is all billowed and curled, between pavement and stars is the chimney sweep world. When there's hardly no day, nor hardly no night, there's things off in shadow and off way in white. On the rooftops of London, cool, what a sight.
Chim chimini, chim chimini, chim chim chiree. When you're with a sweep, you're in glad company.
Nowhere is there a more happier crew than them what sings chim chim chiree, chim chiroo. Chim chimini, chim chim chiree, chim chiroo.
Too big for his bed. Nothing seems to fit. Those raindrops are falling on my head. They keep falling. So I just did me some talking to the sun. And I said I didn't like the way he got things done. Sleeping on the job. Those raindrops are falling on my head. Soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me. Steps up to greet me. The raindrops keep falling on my head, but that doesn't mean my eyes will soon be turning red. Crying's not for me, 'cause I'm never gonna stop the rain by complaining, because I'm free. Nothing's worrying me.
Alright, that was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head by BJ Thomas from the movie Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, which won in 1969. Then before that was Chim Chimmery by Dick Van Dyke and Julie Andrews from Mary Poppins, which won in 1964. Que Sera Sera, Rosemary Squire, from the Alfred Hitchcock, right? I put Albert Hitchcock. Why did I write that? Which is from the film The Man Who Knew Too Much, which won in 1956. And what we started with Somewhere Over the Rainbow by Judy Garland from The Wizard of Oz, which won in 1939, which shows that the Oscars is pretty damn old. So, Byron, we were kind of talking about this on the way up here. Do you think that Best Original Song is the easiest Oscar to win?
Gosh. Probably one of the easier categories. Like, I mean, it's kind of weird constituting something as, like, an easy. I don't think any category is easy, per se. But the fact is, like, you know, every film typically has, you know, sound design is, you know, there's cinematography at work. And, like, original song, you know, I feel like most films don't have an original song, so it kind of weeds it down. I think it does give the opportunity for more of these mainstream films to, like, win, because a lot of it's based on, you know, traction and popularity, like, you know, example, like Let It Go, or, you know, a lot of these Disney, but it also, I think it depends highly on the year. Like, for example, if Spectre came out the same year as La La Land, I don't think Writings on the Wall would have won. I think La La Land would have still taken it. So it could be a really easy year to win. It could also be a really difficult year, just depending on what's coming out. I think it's maybe one of the easier categories, just because not all films do that. But then again, like, Best Animated Film, I feel like, you know, either Pixar or Walt Disney Animation is, like, wins almost every year. So for that, that's a pretty easy category for them, just because they put out good work. And not all studios are constantly punching out animated films. So, I mean, it's kind of open to interpretation. But yeah, I'd say maybe, you know, it's one of the easier ones.
Yeah, because one point I brought up is Jai Ho, which we're going to play in a little bit, had to face two other songs. So there was only three nominees. And then one of the other songs was also from Slumdog Millionaire. So it's like, I guess you're right. It depends on the year, because if you're coming out on a year where a Disney original movie comes out, then you have some strong competition. But if Disney is not in, then it's probably a little easier. But one decade where Disney did not dominate as much, and just a heads up, I'm not going to use that much Disney. I think I said this in the opening, but I've had a few Disney shows already, so not going to use too much Disney songs. But let's move to the 1980s, because we got six songs that we like. And it's just a very strong decade, so I thought I'd put it all on one set. So enjoy.
Thank you.
fear seems to hide deep inside your mind. All alone I have cried, silent tears full of pride, in a world made of steel, made of
I love you. No summer's high, no warm July, no harvest moon to light one tender August night. No autumn breeze, no falling leaves, not even time. No Libra sun, no Halloween, no giving thanks to all the Christmas joy you bring. But what it is, so old, so new, to fill your heart like no three words could ever.
Understands when you feel you lost your way, you got some. That's the way it should be.
Like this before, yes, I swear.
It's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa, had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me.
That was Time of My Life by Billy Medley and Jennifer Warnes from the movie Dirty Dancing. I should have Facebook Lived because me and Byron did that entire dance. Byron was... Oh, whoops, Byron, I think I... Nope, your mic's on. Byron was the Patrick Swayze, obviously, because...
Yeah, I'm glad we got that new move down finally.
Well, people always say you look exactly like Patrick Swayze from the neck down, like in terms of just body and physique, which I've heard a few times. Before that was Take My Breath Away from Top Gun, which won in 1986. Before that, Say You, Say Me by Lionel Richie, one of my favorite artists, who won from the movie White Nights from 1985. And this song really surprised me. I Just Called to Say I Love You by Stevie Wonder. Did you know that was a original movie song?
Nope.
Yeah, like, what? And it's from The Woman in Red, which I've never seen. But, yeah, that won in 1984. And then Irene Cara won in 1980 and 1983 for the songs Flashdance from the movie Flashdance and Fame from the movie Fame. So it seems like she's not very creative.
I need to go back and watch some 80s movies. I
know that was all 80s songs. So what a power decade. So before we go into our last set, we have this thing at our station where we play new ads from up and coming artists. Last time you were here, we did King Lizard and the Wizard Gizzard.
Is that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Whatever happened to like normal band names like Maroon 5 or Creed or Nickelback?
They don't make good American names. They don't make the featured songs.
They don't stick out as much,
you know.
But anywho, so the song we're gonna play next is called Marvin by a guy named Raekwon, and I think this one features CeeLo Green as well, which is why I picked it ultimately. But yeah, let's move on to the where am I? What am I doing with my life?
Yeah. Let's go. Let's go, love. April 2nd, 1939. The stars is in line. Divine intervention had its own intention. Birthed a gift in his DC kit. He sung heavenly. Good values and all. And his father was in the ministry. God fearing man with a mother that's so beautiful. The angels would serve her. What's her name? It's Alberta. This little boy quickly became a man. From blowing in his father's church to making his own band. Caught a moon glow. Sensational with his vocals that drove the ladies crazy. Panties got thrown at his shows. But he was far from happy. He wore a smile just to hide it behind them doors. Him and his father constantly colliding. His blessings, young and struggling with pressures that the fact that his pops was a cross-dresser, but he still loved him. You know the bond between the son and father that only pushed him and forced him to sing harder. His main man, Harvey Fuqua, gassed up his car, believed the sound, and took him down to Motown, y'all. That's where it all happened. Success in the palm of his hand, but unfortunate, the fame wasn't enough. He wanted more out of life, took it further and found himself a white, pretty Anna Gordy. She made his time sit still. She was the cousin of Barry G, the founder of Hitsville. Please pay attention because the story against ill, real, trials and tribulations some facing. You gotta play the cards you dealt. Ain't no telling what life deals that will cause you to have night chills. Enough to keep a new father, especially when the negative starts coming from your father. And drugs came into play. Now wouldn't you know, there goes another happy home down the drain. That nightlife had him speeding through hell. Scarred by the death of Tammy Terrell. Couldn't believe it. He spiraled downhill, secluding himself from the music and the press. He was sick and really getting depressed. Time passed, so we bounced back on track. New and improved. Even got himself a new wife too. Everything is on the up and up. Got his act together, spiritually cleansed. You can see the glow up on his fella. Try to make amends with his father, but the hatred is too strong. Revolver in his palm, the warning that death was close. His mother screaming out, honey, don't do it. One shot to the chest, made Marvin lose fluids. April 1st, he died on the spot. The scene was so horrific, how a father could kill his own son. The fine's wicked.
My heart still wonders how. I just hope
All right, that was Marvin by Raekwon and CeeLo Green. Again, that was not a Best Picture winner. That's just a new ad. Our station likes to promote new artists. So before our last set, let me just say that you are listening to KXSC Los Angeles. You can listen to us online at kxsc.org, on the airwaves at 1560 AM, on your smartphone with the TuneIn Radio app, and we are a service of Southern California. Yeah, let's go into our last set. We got three songs, and then we'll end the show. Let you guys start your days.
Nothing.
All right, that was My Heart Will Go On by Celine Dion, which won in 1997 for the movie Titanic, which I'm pretty sure everyone has seen, and if you have not, then go see it. I have a two VHS, like, you know those movies that came in two VHSs?
Yeah, no, because they couldn't fit the whole film on the
On one, so yeah. I have that if anyone has a VHS player and wants to borrow it. We had two more songs, Jai Ho and City of Stars, which won in 2008 and 2016, but we kind of ran out of time with technical difficulties. But yeah, maybe I'll play Jai Ho.
You guys have Spotify, crank it up. You guys.
Yeah, you play it. But yeah, Byron, I want to thank you for joining us. Any last messages for the people?
Yeah, it's a pleasure being back here. It's a lot of fun. Good way to kick off the morning. And yeah, you guys keep it classy.
Well, all right. Thank you, Byron Moran. This has been Pasha Zulfikari, and I usually end on this note. I'm an Iranian-American, and people like me should not be excluded from coming to the United States. Have a great morning, everyone.